Okay, good afternoon. Thank you for joining Mashiach Matters, class number 140-something. Okay, sorry I'm a little late, but I have to get myself back into schedule. We are holding over here by Yitzhak, the story of Yitzhak and his wells. We are almost completed this. I just want to speak today about something special in Perek Chavav Pasuk Chav Beis, chapter 26, verse 22, Bereishis, Parshas Toldos. It says, "Vayatek Misham." Yitzhak was digging various different wells. Vayachper Be'er Acheres. He dug another Be'er. V'le Ravu Allah. They did not quarrel and contest this well. Vayikra Shemar Rechayvos. They called. He called the name Rechayvos, which means broadness. Vayomer, he said, "Ki ata hirchev Hashem lanu," because now Hashem broadened for us, ufarinu ba'aretz, and we have increased in the land. So last week we discussed already why the third Beis HaMikdash is referring. You know, there were three wells that were dug, and the first well and the first two were contested because they referred to the first two temples, the first two Beit HaMikdash, but the last and final temple is going to last forever. And because it's going to be built by Hashem, that's why by this time it says, Vayachpar, he dug. It doesn't say they dug. All the other ones are attributed to his servants. So last week, in the last class that we gave, which actually 2 weeks ago, we discussed how the third Beis HaMikdash is both completely ours, and at the same time it's completely God's. It's a very interesting class to listen. And we spoke about a mikveh and the uniqueness of a well. Now I'd like to add, particularly regarding the name, a little bit more Kabbalistically, regarding the name of the third one, the third well, Vayikra Shema Rechayvos, it was called Rechayvos, which means broadness. And he says, Ki ata hirchev Hashem lanu ufarinu ba'aretz. So the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe, gives some tremendous insight into this name of Rechayvos. It's referring to the third well, referring to the tremendous broadness that's going to happen in the days of Mashiach. And he explains it on various levels, and I'm going to just speak of three of the elements that he explains. What's the idea of this broadness that we're talking about, of the Rechayvos? So number one, we take a look in, he brings Medrash. If you look at the Medrash in our Medrash Bereishis, Medrash Rabbah, on this Pasuk, Vayeshev Yitzchak Vayachpar, it's in Perak Samach Dalet Pasuk Zayin. It says, Vayeshev Yitzchak Vayachpar, Kamo Be'erois Chofar Avinu Yitzchak Be'er Sheva. How many wells did Yitzchak dig in Be'er Sheva? Now, even though these wells were not yet in Be'er Sheva, next Pasuk it says, Vayal Misham Be'er Sheva, he went up to Be'er Sheva. But the Medrash says that really the earlier wells that he dug, he's going to dig another well later in Be'er Sheva. Vayichrusham Avda Yitzchak Be'er, they're going to dig another well in Be'er Sheva. But yet, so the Medrash says that the earlier wells, they were also dug in the vicinity of Be'er Sheva. Gerar, where Yitzchak was, in the valley of Gerar, is not far from Be'er Sheva. So it's considered, that's where the Medrash says, how many wells did he dig altogether? Rabbi Yehuda ima arba, Rabbi Yehuda says four. And that's why his sons, his children, became four different camps in the wilderness. When the Jews were in the desert, in the wilderness, they became four different camps. It was set up around the Mishkan. This week is the parsha of the Mishkan. So it was set up around the Mishkan in four different camps. And those camps were related to the flow of divine flow, which is related to these wells. But the rabbis say, Chamesh, there are five wells. Again, how do you get, I'm looking in the Mefarshim and the Medrash, how do you get five? There's three earlier. Then there's another well they dug in Be'er Sheva, so that makes it four. Where's the fifth well? Could be referring to the well that it mentions that Yitzchak redug Avram's well. Maybe that's counted. I'm not exactly sure. I don't see it in the Mefarshim of the Medrash to explain how we get the fifth well. But what the Rabbanan do say is Chamesh Keneged Chamisha Sifri Torah, that the five wells that all together Yitzchak dug in Be'er Sheva correspond to the five books of the Torah. Right? There's five books of the Torah. Bereishis, Shemayis, Vayikra, Vamidbar, Dvarim. Each one is a spring. Each one is a well of divine godly light, and Yitzchak dug those wells. And he goes through explaining each one. The first well is called Esek, because in Sefer Bereishis, because Esek means busy. The Eibishter was busy creating the world. When it's Asek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baris Olam, Hashem is creating the world. So Asek comes from the word, in addition to being contestant, but it also means an Asek, like a business. Hashem, in Bereshus, Hashem is busy preparing, creating the world. The second one, it says that he called it Sitna, because in the book of Shemois, we experienced the first time anti-Semitism. They embittered their life. The book of Shemos begins with the Golos. The third well, it says, Vayimtu Sham Be'er Mayim Chayim. That's actually this well that we're talking about over here. They won the one over here. Does it say that by this well? They found Be'er Mayim Chayim? No, actually it says it earlier, by the earlier well, by the first well that they dug. It says they found Be'er Mayim Chayim. Anyways, the Medrash, however, is saying that reference, Be'er Mayim Chayim, is referring to the book of Vayikra. And the reason why it's called Be'er Mayim Chayim is because it's a book with so many mitzvahs. Halachis, most of the mitzvahs are in Sefer Vayikra. Then later there is another well that they dug when they went to Be'er Shava. And here it says, Vayichru Avde Yitzhak dug a well. So we hear, in the end it says, they called it Shiva, Al Shema Ir Be'er Sheva. So they called it Be'er Sheva. So that recalling, Vayikra Isa Shiva, is referring to the book of Bamidbar. Why is the book of Bamidbar called Shiva? Because we know that the book of Bamidbar is divided into three books. Because from the beginning of Bamidbar till the Pasuk, Vayhi ben Soya is one Sefer. Vayhi ben Soya Aron is considered an entire Chumash, those two Psukim. That's why it has an upside Nun before it and an upside down Nun after it. And then after the Pasuk Vayhi ben Soya till the end is another Sefer. So you have three Svarim, and then Devarim is the seventh. So Sefer Bamidbar is what turns the Torah into a seven-book Sefer. That's why, regarding to Sefer Bamidbar, it's called Vayikra Oseh Shiva. Fine. And finally, what's the last well? Vayikra Shmoi Rechoivos. It's not the last well, but that's the well that's mentioned over here. This one that's called Rechovos is referring to Mishneh Torah. It's referring to Sefer Devarim, which is called Mishneh Torah. Why? Because there is a pasuk in Mishneh Torah, Ki Yarchiv Hashem, Ki Yarchiv. It says in Mishneh Torah, Ki Yarchiv, when Hashem will broaden your land. And that's the meaning now, what it says over, Ki Ato Hirchiv Hashem Lanu Uparinu Ba'aretz. So from here you see that Tzemach Tzedek says that the Medrash is drawing a parallel between this Ki Yarchiv over here, that he's calling it Rechovos, is connected to this that it says in the Medrash, Ki Yarchiv, that Hashem is going to broaden. Where is that in Parshas Re'eh? Ki Yarchiv Hashem is going to broaden. So the Tzemach Tzedek explains what's the significance of that Ki Yarchiv. So we have to take a look in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Re'eh, where it speaks about Ki Yarchiv, when Hashem will broaden. So let's look at the Medrash in Parshas Re'eh. Okay, until now I quoted you the Medrash in Parshas Toldos. Now let's look at Medrash in Parshas Re'eh. The Medrash says in Parshas Re'eh that the Ki Yarchiv, it's an amazing thing. Davaracha ki yarchiv Hashem alekecha efsher shakadosh baruch hu marchiv es Eretz Yisrael. Is Hashem going to make Eretz Yisrael bigger? Eretz Yisrael has certain borders, and those borders are borders. And like, how do you mean you're making it bigger? So the Medrash answers a fascinating thing. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, this I never heard. I heard Eretz Yisrael is compared to a deer skin. It stretches. But here there's something else. Ha megillah azois, when you have a megillah, when you have a scroll, but it's rolled up, Ein adam yedeya kama or kava kama rachba. No one knows what the length and what's the width of this megillah, of this scroll, because it's all folded up. Kishihinif teches, but once it's rolled open, humedas kama his, and everybody knows how big it is. Kach Eretz Yisrael, hear this. Eretz Yisrael, kol ruba hara megvoyes. Eretz Yisrael is full of mountains and hills. So really what he's saying is Eretz Yisrael is compressed, because it's like rolled up. Menayin, and he brings the pasuk. It's a land of mountains and canyons and valleys, right? But then it says, "Kishe yashra oisak kadosh baruch hu." But when Hashem is going to flatten it out, shenema kol gai yenosei, that every high place, I'm sorry, every low place, every canyon, every low place, yenosei is going to be lifted up. Every valley, v'chol har, and every mountain, v'giva and hill, yishpalu are going to be lowered. In other words, Eretz Yisrael is going to v'hoya akav lamishra, it's going to be flat. Oisei shal madas mahi, everybody's going to know what it is. So what does that mean? I mean, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael is that it's mountains. It seems like the Medrash is that Hashem is going to turn it into flat land, and suddenly Israel is going to be so much bigger Eretz Yisrael than what it is now. So the Tzemach Tzedek explains it, apipnimius in Yanim, the pnimius of it. And he says that we know that Eretz Yisrael corresponds, the physical Eretz Yisrael corresponds spiritually to the attribute of Malchus. Because Eretz Yisrael is the place where God manifests His kingship. Him as a melech, that's where his kingship is revealed. And Malchus is called Eretz, Eretz Achayim, the land of life. It's called Malchus is called Eretz because it's the last from all the spheros. And it's also just like the earth, everything grows from the earth. So all of creation emanates from Shechina, from Malchus, from the power of God's mouth. I'm not going to go into the whole explanation, the relationship of Malchus to called Eretz, but that's the way it is. But we know that Malchus is the one sphera that is like... Malchus is also compared to the moon. That sometimes she's tiny and other times she's broadened. All the other spheres, when they initially were emanated as an entire structure. That's what it says. All the spheres were emanated l'chatchila as an entire parts of. That means in each sphere there was already a complete configuration of all the other spheros. Spheres of Malchus is the only sphere that was netzla b'pchenas nakuda. It was only a point. And that's why sometimes, and then the other spheres are added to it. So sometimes when there is that addition of tremendous light, Malchus is in her full expression and a full a revelation. And other times, Malchus shrinks and she becomes just a tiny nekuda, just a tiny little point. It's called nekuda tachas ha-yesod, just a tiny little nekuda. And spiritually, Tzemach Tzedek says that that's during the time when the powers of the chitzonim, when the powers of evil, when the powers of unholy, when the powers that oppose Yerushalayim, okay, Malchus is also called Yerushalayim. When the power of Tzur is the city that is the opposite of Yerushalayim. When that is filled and when that's broadened, when the unholy kingdom is in an expansive state, that causes the Shechina, it causes Malchus, it causes holiness to shrink. It never disappears, but it remains only a tiny little nekuda, a little point. But then, when the klipa is broken, and when the unholy is crushed, and the similar chat Hashem levadecha, and Hashem's kingship suddenly rises, Malchus beis David rises, so then Malchus expands in all her glory. And that tiny little country that you can hardly see in the map, that's hardly noted, you know, it's there, but suddenly will expand and become so huge and so prominent and such a powerful entity in the world. And that's the idea that Eretz Yisrael will be mispashet. That's the idea that the Eibishter will open up, and now Eretz Yisrael is crumpled, it's rolled like a megillah, like a closed scroll. But at that time, Hashem will unravel Eretz Yisrael, means the Yispashtos of Sfiras HaMalchus, and it's unbelievable. And the same is also applies, by the way, to Mashiach. That there are times, in general, the whole kingship of David, it doesn't say this to Tzemach Tzedek here, but I'm just applying it, that the Malchus of David shrinks through Ngalus. There's always a king of Melech Mebeis David. There's always a remnant of a seed of David the Melech in the world. But at times it becomes almost invisible and almost unnoticeable. But then when it comes to time, it suddenly, it expands and it becomes king over the whole world. The idea of the Eibishter's Malchus goes through these fluctuations and these changes. And that's what the Tzemach Tzedek says is the concept of when it says, Vayikra Shema Rechovos, the Rechovos that we're talking about in our Pasuk, is talking about when Malchus is filled. That means it's not only a Nekuda, but Malchus has in itself all other Sfirot, all other attributes, Chesed Sheba Malchus, Gevurah of Malchus, Netzach of Malchus, Chachma of Malchus, and each one is 10 times 10, so it's 100. So Malchus is in a full expansion. It's unbelievable. That is one Cheshbon. Then he goes and he says another Pirush in the Rechovos, based on the next passage, again in the Medrash in Parshas Devarim, on the Pasuk Ki Yarchiv. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Medabe b'Yerushalayim. That when it says Ki Yarchiv, it's not talking about Eretz Yisrael in general, but it's talking about Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. And hear what the Medrash says, just one line. Mi yachoy lidoy shalvasa yirshal yirshalayim keshe yarchivenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is able to see the tranquility of Jerusalem when the Eibishter will broaden it? When the Eibishter will open up Yerushalayim and will broaden Yerushalayim, who is able to see the beauty of Jerusalem or the tranquility of Yerushalayim? Tzemach Tzedek says that the Medrash does not conclude the Maimer. Maybe somewhere else it mentions more. What does it mean? It seems like this is the end of the Maimer, but the Tzemach Tzedek says that over here there's no conclusion of this Maimer. I guess for whatever reason, we only have the beginning of what the Rabbanan say on this Kiyarch. But what's this idea? So therefore, the Tzemach Tzedek says that when it says in our Pasuk, Vayikr Shmoy Rechovos, and again, the Medrash by us says that the Rechovos over here is related to the Kiyarchiv. Kiyarchiv is Gevulcha. It's referring to the expansion of Yerushalayim. By the way, it fits, this goes in conjunction with the shir I gave this week. The shir that we gave is called a small big temple. It's really worth listening to. It's talking what the Marsha says, why Yerushalayim is going to be so big when Mashiach comes. The Beis HaMikdash is also going to expand. It's going to be as big as Yerushalayim. It's because of all the shuls that are now in Golos, and all the yeshivas are all going to get connected to Beis HaMikdash. That's something to connect to this. Anyway, these are the first two perushim. And again, either it's referring to the expansion of Eretz Yisrael, which means the expansion of Malchus. And Malchus' glory is going to be in her full power and a full manifestation and a full expression, or it's referring to the expansion of not just of Eretz Yisrael but of Yerushalayim. Then he brings a third pirush. He says, even though the Medrash in Parshas Toldos says that the reason why this bear is called Rechovos, it's related to Sefer Devarim, and the Medrash brings the pasuk Ki Yarchiv, which the pasuk Ki Yarchiv is referring to. It's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, but he says there is another pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, and over there it doesn't begin with the words Ki Yarchiv, but it says Ve'im Yarchiv, and if Hashem is going to expand your land, and that's referring particularly to the three extra nations that the Eibishter is going that we're going to conquer in Eretz Yisrael. So, meaning, if we're learning Ki Yarchiv, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, that's referring to Eretz Yisrael as it is now. It's just Ki Yarchiv means Hashem is going to open it up. It's the same Eretz Yisrael, but Hashem is going to open it up and cause it to expand from within. But then there is another inyan that Hashem promised to Avraham Avinu the land of 10 nations. But we only conquered when we came out of Mitzrayim, the land of 7 nations. There's another 3 nations that we didn't conquer yet. And that's the land of Keni, Knezi, Vekadmoini. And that's going to be added to the Jewish people when Mashiach will come. That's the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, when it talks about Ir Miklat, that when Hashem is going to add to Eretz Yisrael and make it larger, we have to make another 3 cities of refuge, another 3 Ir Miklats. So it's a different level of Kiyarchiv. So the Tzemach Tzedek says that it could be that our Rechovos, not could be, but the Tzemach Tzedek says it means it is that way, that the Rechovos that's over here is referring to the second Kiyarchiv in Sefer Devarim, which is the Kiyarchiv of adding Keni, Knezi, Kadmoisi. And what does that mean spiritually, he says, in addition to the fact that Israel is going to be better, because larger, because we're going to have another 3 countries added to it, Ammon and Moab and Edom. But in addition to the spiritual meaning to that, it's because everything in the physical is a reflection of the spiritual. He says, when Mashiach will come, there's going to be an unbelievable expansion in the richness, in the experience of Kedusha. Holiness is going to expand in an unbelievable depth and an unbelievable experience. We will see that in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the musical accompaniment, which music represents our connection to Hashem and our opening of our own Hashem and our depth of experience and richness of experience, we're going to have 10 notes instead of 7 notes. We all know the 8th note, but it says many places it says that the kinor of Yemos HaMashiach, the kinor, the harp of Yemos HaMashiach is going to have, instead of 7 strands, it's going to have 10 strands. So what does that mean? It means that the experience of holiness is going to be on 10 levels. What does that mean? So he says like this. In Kabbalah it says that there are 7 haycholos. In the spiritual worlds, there are 7 chambers. Now what does it refer to? The 7 midos. Now, even though the 7th one, it seems like when we say seven midos, it's counting from Bina and down, and it's not counting Das probably. So it's Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, hoid yesoid. Now hold it. Bina. No, it's not counting das for sure, not. But even like that, it's counting only through yesod. Malchus, for whatever reason, is not counted in this. So these are the seven spheres. From Bina down. But it says that the spheres of Bina is called Heichel Kodesh HaKadashim. It's the Kodesh HaKadashim. So the word Kodesh HaKadashim is implying that there is three levels of holy. There is Kadashim, which is double, two aspects of holy. And then there is Kodesh HaKadashim, it's a third level. So what does that mean, Kodesh HaKadashim, which are three levels of holy? So it means like this. Chachma and Bina are already called Muvdal, Kodesh, holy. Because we know that Mochin, Bechlal, Yudke, and Hashem's name is Yudke Vavke. So the Vavke is referring to the seven emotions, which are called the revealed side of God. Emotions are more the revealed side of a person, interactive with others. The intellect of a human being is called Alma Diskasya, the concealed world. Hanistoros, the hidden. Yudke of Hashem's name, if you're learning Tanya now, Chitas, we find out that Yudke is called the concealed world, the hidden world. So Yud and Hey is Chachma and Bina. So Chachma and Bina are called Kadashim, two levels of holiness. Kodesh is Keser. So he says today's days, even though we have a Giloy, because we have a chamber called Kodesh HaKadashim, so we have a Giloy, not just to Bina, but also to Chachma, and even to transcendental infinite light of Keser. But it's all manifesting through Bina. We don't have yet an individual, complete opening of the three Mochen. The Mochen Be'etzem, the essential Mochen, are hidden from us. Because if it would be revealed, then it wouldn't be one level that contains three, it would be each one separate. Ki yarchev Hashem elkeinu as gevulchom, is Hashem is going to broaden us up in a much, much broader way. And we're going to merit the gilui of keser and chachma and bina as they stand be'etzem. And that means that we're going to be unbelievably enriched in our godly experience and our connection to the Eibishter. We're going to have gilui amoich. It's connected to the fact that when we went into Eretz Yisrael, every gilui that comes from above, every revelation that comes from above is related to the work that we do from below in Birur HaNitzutzes. When we elevate sparks from below, we cause a revelation from above. So when we went into Eretz Yisrael, we only rectified the seven emotions, seven lands. We only purified the seven nations. So we only had a revelation from above of the seven emotions. Now through this long exile, close to 2,000 years, and we do a rectification even in the Mochin, through Torah study, whatever, we do a rectification even in the Mochin, even in the Chachma Bina Das, in this case, Keser Chachma Bina. So we merit to the revelation of Keni Knizi and Kadmoini. So that's a tremendous expansion in the experiences of holiness. And that's the meaning of Vayikra Shmo Rechovos. It's referring to an expansion from above. See, earlier we spoke about the expansion of Malchus, and here we're speaking about an expansion from above in Chachma, Bina, and so forth. So that's really incredible. One more pirush I'm going to add to this. Until now I spoke to you from the Tzemach Tzedek. There is one more beer and one more explanation that I'd like to add, because the pasuk says, Ki ata hirchev Hashem lanu, ufarinu ba'aretz, and we will increase in the land. So I'd like to give three pirushim very briefly. In this idea, we will multiply in the land. What's the meaning of this multiplication? So there's one explanation that I saw, and the meaning of a farinu ba'aretz, it's because we know that, again, if this is talking about the future, the third Beis HaMikdash, at that time it says, Asida isha sheteled b'chol yom, that a woman is going to give birth every day, which means the birthing process is not going to take 9 months, which involves, has to do with the curse that Hashem gave to Chava, that she has to carry the baby for such a long time. It's uncomfortable, and it's all the discomfort that comes along with the hardship of a pregnancy. When Mashiach will come, Asida isha sheteled b'chol yom, a woman will give birth every day, which means as soon as she becomes pregnant, just be quick, immediate development of the child. So that's the meaning of Farinu Ba'aretz, because the speed of human production, of creation, is going to increase in an incredible way, and that's why it says Farinu, we will inherit. It will be far, 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 many, 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 many more human beings. The Jewish people will explode in terms of how many we will be. That's one pirush of Farinu Ba'aretz. There's another pirush in a Farinu Ba'aretz, that a Farinu Ba'aretz is referring to this is very, very special pirush. We know, and what does it have to do with the words, Kihirchev Hashem Lanu, that Hashem has broadened for us? We know when Mashiach will come, it says, I mean, this is the theme that we're talking about today, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetespashet Bechol Aratzis, that Eretz Yisrael is going to expand over the entire world. That Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is going to expand over the entire world. So now, in these days, however, it says, that anybody that lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, Doimeh Kamisha Ein Lo Yalakai. If someone lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it is compared as if he doesn't have a God. That means Hashem is our God, we are in Eretz Yisrael. It's one of the reasons why there's always been an excitement by Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael, because the Eibishter's presence is over there, and therefore when you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you have far more the Eibishter as your God. God is your God. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, Doimeh, it's compared. We don't have, but it's compared as we don't have a God. When Mashiach will come and Eretz Yisrael will expand over the entire world, so we will have a God no matter where we are. We will be able, in other words, we will be able to experience Hashem and be completely surrendered to Him and have the consciousness and the subservience to Hashem everywhere we live, because the world will be pure and the power of Tumah that's blocking us from experiencing Hashem in Chutz La'aretz won't be there anymore. And that's the meaning of the words he says, Ki hirchiv Hashem Lanu. Hirchiv Hashem Lanu means that the Eibishter will be Marchiv himself. Ki hirchiv Hashem. Hashem is broadening the Yudke Vavke. He's broadening himself Lanu to us. That no matter where we are, we have a God. He is available for us to be our Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokechem, wherever you are. Now it's only in Eretz Yisrael, but Kihirchiv Hashem Lanu, Hashem is expanding Himself Lanu to us. Ufarinu Ba'aretz, that the earth itself will multiply. And what does it mean that the earth itself will multiply? The fact that Eretz Yisrael will expand to cover the whole world is the idea of Eretz Yisrael multiplying itself. So now, the domain, the inanimate object, doesn't multiply. Stones don't have babies. Tzomeach grows, can expand. Chai, for sure, reproduces itself. Medaber, humans, but the domain doesn't. But Eretz Yisrael, that's the meaning, Ifarinu Ba'aretz, that the earth itself will multiply itself to expand over all of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the meaning of here. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, join us again next week, Thursday, for Mashiach Matters. Mashiach does matter, and mattering in a very, very big way. May we merit to see the Geula Shlema, and whatever we spoke about today, may it materialize in front of our eyes already now.